Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Episode 33, is FOMO robbing your business? Do you have FOMO? Do you have fear of missing out, my friend? That's one mindset trap that can cost you dearly and literally evaporate your profits overnight. Here's an example of what my promotions tab on Gmail had in it this morning. Last call for my $19 membership. It's free, it's life-changing, and it's going away today. Double your Instagram growth now. Starting soon, client getting expert reveals all. Gurus charge hundreds for this. Final notice, the experience product plus 24K plus value bonus package. New template, content marketing plan inside. So whether you're inbox or on your social media feed, there are hundreds of messages vying for your attention just like these. Most want you to buy something. They are preying on your fear of not feeling good enough or not knowing enough to get you to sign up for another course, membership, group, or challenge. There's a real problem with this, my friend. Whether it's a $19 a month membership or a $1,900 online course, actually, there are three real problems to this. And welcome to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you're new to us, welcome home. This is where you get the straight scoop on what it takes to build a profitable business, making the leap from corporate to entrepreneur. And today, we're talking about FOMO. FOMO is a real thing, my friend. It's fear of missing out. What am I missing out on if I don't jump in? So as I said, there's a problem with your attention being distracted toward all of these offers. And the first problem is, number one, these courses or programs take your attention away from what you should be doing to actually make a difference and grow your business. The second problem is they gradually whittle away at your profitability by having all of these recurring charges to your account, or when you pay for a service that you really don't need or you don't end up using after all. And the third problem, and likely the most important, is that if you are really the captain of your ship, the queen of your empire, the CEO of your business, you shouldn't be doing these things anyway. If you kept more of the profits you made, you would have enough money to hire someone to do these things for you. FOMO is a stealth enemy. And another mindset trap that new and sometimes not so new entrepreneurs fall into, fear of missing out. Maybe it's just the competitor within us that we don't want to miss a trend or a new technique or some other way to game the algorithms. There are those that make a lifetime study out of learning the next big move with social media and packaging and selling that expertise to others. But the truth is, you don't need to be a social media expert unless that's part of your value proposition for your business model. If it's not, then it's not yours to be learning how to do. It's your job to find someone who is excellent at it to do it for you. So part of growing and scaling a profitable business is when you get clear on exactly what you need and when. I take great pleasure in choosing my business coach each year. I believe in coaching. I enjoy working with someone who can help me fill my gaps as a CEO. In the last year, that was Eleanor Beaton, who you'll meet in a future podcast. She is the queen of the seven-figure roadmap. Not only did I need to get clear on how I was to reach my first million, I needed to believe that it was possible for me to step into that role. It's not like I haven't done that in the past. I ran a $32 million business in corporate that I launched from a single concept. But applying that same logic, and more than logic really, it's really stepping into my belief and my own capability to be able to do that without a corporation behind me. That required that I get some support. So there was no FOMO there. I was at the She Leads conference run by my friend Adrienne Garland, who's founder of She Leads Media and the producer of this podcast. And Eleanor was a keynote speaker, and I knew immediately that I wanted to coach with her. So I went up to her and I asked to talk about what it would look like to work together. So that's how I invest in my business. It's not from a place of missing out. I invest from a place of filling my own gaps. And the same is true when I hire people to work on my team, even if it's virtual support. I don't want to do my social media. I don't want to program my campaigns. I don't want to be building lead pages. And I don't want to become a Facebook ads expert. So those are things that I invest in and I hire out, but they're investments that have a return that end up growing my business. The problem with FOMO is that you end up investing in things that you really don't need. So other times I've needed a different kind of support as I step into that seven-figure CEO role. And I'm stretching in new ways and getting some support from my dear friend and someone who's coached me over the years, Natasha Joan Allrich. I know this year I need to stretch from an emotional and spiritual place of opening up to more abundance. Launching a couple of bigger initiatives, I already have the fundamentals down on what it takes to grow a seven-figure business. I know how to do that. I want to get support in who I need to be in order to create that business and that legacy. And I need support in getting out of my own way. So I'm being raw and real with you here that this journey is one of self-discovery. If nothing else, it'll kick up all of your stuff. And it's important that you have the awareness and the in-touchedness and the intuition to know what you need most so that you can fill those gaps and hire the right people, whether you're hiring people on your team or hiring coaches to help you get to the next level. You need clarity on what your real gaps are. So let's do this now. I have some prompts. I have some questions for you that you might want to write down. Grab your journal if you have it. If you don't, then maybe you want to come back and re-listen to this episode again later. But let's do an inventory. And it's a great time to do an inventory. At the recording of this podcast, we are ending this year and entering into another. And it's also a great practice to do monthly or quarterly as a journal exercise. So are you ready? Here you go. Write down these questions. Where am I going? What is my BHAG for 2021? Now, a BHAG is a big, hairy, audacious goal, something that might feel like a stretch for you right now. I listened to a podcast recently. I think it was on Eleanor Beaton's Power Presence Position, where her guest said 10X your goal. What does it really look like when you've made it, when you've achieved that vision? What does that look like? Next question, what do I need to know to get there? What are the questions I have that I need answers to? And what are the gaps in my knowledge or experience? And do I want to learn that or do I want to hire for that? Now ask yourself, who do I need to be to fulfill that goal? It's important to step into that CEO role, to take on the person that you need to be in order to fulfill that goal. So you may or may not know, but I also work as a leadership coach for women who are still in corporate. And one of my leadership coaching clients said, when I asked her, what is your goal 3 years from now? She said, I want to be CEO. I want that job. And then I asked her, who do you need to be in order to be that CEO? And what do you need to do in order to start being that CEO right now? So what do you need to do and who do you need to be the CEO that you want to be? Where do you need leadership support to get the courage, confidence, and strategies to step into that bigger role? Who has what you want? Think about the coaches and experts who inspire you. Now is a great time to explore who would I want to work with? Then as far as your social media feed or your inbox is concerned, despite the algorithms, you do have control. For one, you can unsubscribe to marketing that you no longer want to see. And that's like good social hygiene, symbolically cleaning out your messy desk drawer once a month so that you can get more easily focused on what you really need. Cleaning out your inbox is making more space for information that informs and inspires and educates you in what you're really looking for. Next, take a look at your billing statements. What are you paying for that you are no longer using? What apps are on your phone that you're still being billed for monthly but you never open? What technology tools are you paying for and not using? Clean up the leaks in your bank account so that you have more money to invest in what you really need. And when you feel tempted to sign up for another online course, phone a friend, have an accountability buddy who you can talk it through with. Is this something that I really need, or is this FOMO kicking in? I feel like I might be missing out on something I should know how to do. By the way, the same thing happens to your time. I'm a huge fan of networking. It's essential. It's important now more than ever before that we create opportunities to expand our connections and reach new people as colleagues, potential clients, or with speaking opportunities. Referral partners are out there, and those are great relationships to cultivate. And also just hanging out with those who lift you up and that you can learn from. A mastermind group is a great investment of time and money. But if you find yourself losing hours a week on online happy hours and water cooler conversations, ask yourself, is this my fear of missing out that's driving my desire to say yes to these opportunities? Which organizations are really my tribe? Where am I growing, getting referrals, enjoying status as an expert, and making valuable connections? Are you gaining something from the time that you spend in these networks, or are you diverting your focus from what really needs to be done and delaying success? Seriously, this happens to all of us. Time is money. Investing in what you don't need is stealing from yourself. It's stealing from your profits. It's important to focus on your continuous growth and development as a business owner. And it's important to know when it's FOMO driving the investment and when it's a growth mindset that is driving you forward. And my friend, always lean into growth. Growth is where it's at. Personal growth, professional growth, growing through your knowledge, growing through your skills, growing through who you are and how you're showing up as CEO of your own business. And make sure where you are spending your time, money, and attention is giving you a return on advantage. If this episode hit home with you, my friend, drop me a review in iTunes. I so appreciate that. I want to hear how life after corporate is shaping your choices as you step into your role as your own CEO. And if you haven't joined the Life After Corporate Facebook group yet, what are you waiting for? We just completed this five-part series, Six Figures in Your Fuzzy Slippers, and you can get that five-part training there where I break down for you step-by-step how to replace that corporate paycheck, doing something that you love, being in charge of your own business, and working in your fuzzy slippers. Now, what could be better than that? That's it for now, my friend. Till next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.